We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, rolling on a Friday. Good to have you with us. 869-1240 on the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks East and West, serving Wichita. Good to have you with us. We talked a lot about Wichita State's one-point loss to Tulane yesterday, which dropped them to 0-3 in the conference. What we did not get into, and probably should have, was what was going on in the rest of the league that night. SMU winning at home comfortably against South Florida to improve to 3-1, very quietly at 12-4 now on the season, off to a very good start in the league. Tulane, Jacob, you got to give credit where credit is due. Tulane now is 4-1 in the league. East Carolina and Cincinnati winning at home by 8. But here's the one that probably shocked some people. Memphis at UCF losing by 10. UCF improving to 2-2, 10-4 overall. Memphis 3-2 in the league. Looked like they couldn't lose a game when they were in Wichita 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago tomorrow. But have lost a couple of games since then. And then Temple off to a 3-2 start in the American, beating Tulsa on the road 69-64. So Wichita State, South Florida, Tulsa, all looking for their first win, all 0-3, looking up at the rest of the league. I didn't get your thoughts. What do you think?
Well, I think that it probably means that Memphis is totally unpredictable. They're still not finding consistency, and I think they'll give us flashes both ways, at least for a little while. I mean, I don't know what to expect out of Memphis. But what, honestly, and again, I don't know what to take out of SMU yet, because they're, you know, they beat UCF and they beat them by 12. That's the big one, right? That's the one that really stands out. But they lost to Cincinnati by 17, and then there are other, you know, they beat Tulsa and they beat South Florida. So I just don't know about them. I legitimately don't know about SMU. But I think you look around and the Shockers absolutely disappointing and should have beaten Tulane even without Dexter Dennis and Mo Udeze. I mean, they you're up 16 in the second half. You should win that game, right? There's
finish
no
your
question
business
about it.
I'm with you. Finish your business.
So, but I don't think that I still don't think that everything isn't in the realm of possibility for Wichita State, because it doesn't appear like it appears the league's going to kind of beat up on each other a little bit this year. Outside of probably Houston. So, you know, if you're the Shockers, as long as they're good in the locker room, everything's right there in front of them. And I don't think that there's any concern that the locker room's not good. I mean, they're starting to chatter a little bit about, you know, it's just us versus them and, you know, the fan chat boards and all that kind of stuff. Like, who cares? Like, don't pay attention to that stuff. Just go win basketball games and the fans will love you again. So I don't know. It was disappointing. The Tulane game was very, very, very disappointing. And it's weird because once I heard Mo and Dex were going to be out, I was like, oh, crap, this is actually a game they might lose now.
Well, we were talking about it before. Yeah, right. But we were talking about it beforehand when you laid out the line. I think and I think Bob was on with us at that point, Bob Hull. I think all of us did a little bit of a double take on the line, which I think was it 9.5 at tip off,
eight and a half
at tip off.
It was 8.5, wow. and that's before the injury news came out, or not injury, but whatever. Before the news that Mo and Dex had come out, so the disappointing part of the game is that they should have beat them once you saw the game being played. And the disappointing part was, again, despite a highly efficient and they shot the ball well from three in the first half and they didn't in the second half, but and we can all see it, it seems like, except the players are still not buying into the fact that, you know, shooting a bunch of threes isn't going to be the strength of this team. Yeah, they hit a bunch in the first half, but it'll kill you. It'll kill you. Defensively, like, the repercussions of it are so massive. And, you know, the Craig Porter game, if we remember it that way, that was good.
Nice. Yes.
Tyson Etienne down the stretch, that beginning possession before they got lucky on the tied up ball, man, you can't have that. That's not a possession.
No.
That's not a possession. I don't know if that's what's being drawn up or he's just taking it on himself. I don't know. That is not a possession. The second possession was fantastic. Council was in great position. Tulane made an unbelievable defensive play. But whatever. Let's get on to Cincinnati. I was so frustrated on, what was that, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever it was.
Just want to see this team play good team, well orchestrated from the coaching staff. Basketball. They have upside, but man, here we are 15 games in and an 0-3 start in the American. It starts to change the view a little bit, but we'll get there. And on Monday we'll have a whole game against Cincinnati to unpack. But man, first time they've lost 3 of 4 games at home since 2007-2008. Very unshocker-like. All right, let's talk some other basketball. The legend of Ja Morant, the Memphis Grizzlies, and Fred VanVleet moving up the ranks of the NBA. Right ahead of our State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week, Savage will be in. Paul Brooks for the State Farmers. 6 games as we head down the season stretch with 2 leaders, Albrock and Savage. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.